on armor. Eros.
Sleep a little.
No, my child. Eros, come. Man armor, Eros. Come, good fellow, put thine iron on. If fortune be not ours today, it is because we brave her. Come.
Nay, I'll help too. What's this for?
No, let be, let be. Thou art the armor of my heart. Oh, false, false. This.
So, now, I'll help with us, it must be.
Well, we shall thrive now. Seest thou, my good fellow? Go, put on thy defenses.
Briefly, sir.
Is not this buckled well?
Rarely. He that unbuckles this till we do please to daff it for our repose shall hear a storm. Thou fumblest, dear Ross, and my queen's a squire more tight at this than thou. Dispatch! Oh, love, that thou couldst see my wars today and knewest the royal occupation, thou should see a workman in it.
My lord.
Good morrow to thee. Welcome. Thou looks like him that knows a warlike charge. The business that we love, we rise betime, and go to it with delight.
A thousand, sir, early though it be, have on their riveted trim, and at the port expect you.
The morn is fair. Good morrow, General.
Morrow. 'Tis well blown, lads. This morning, like the spirit of a youth that means to be of note, begins betimes. So, come, give me that. This way, well said. Fare thee well, dame. Whatever comes of me, this is a soldier's kiss. Rebukable and worthy, shameful check it were to stand on more mechanic compliment. I'll leave thee now like a man of steel. You that will fight, follow me close. I'll bring you to it. And you.
Oh, you retire to your chamber. Leave me. He goes forth gallantly. That he and Caesar might determine this great war in single fight. Then Antony. But now.
Well, on.